Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, our focus is on freshman legislators. Samantha Stone has the rundown.
We've got Assemblyman Mark Sherwood from Clark County and Assemblyman Randy Kerner from Washoe County. They'll tell us what it's like the first time through.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Mindy Elliott, Michael Hackett, and Brian Walker. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada News.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Travis, do you think we'll be a cowboy someday?
Darn tootin', maybe we even win some buckles.
Get ready for the non-stop adrenaline-pounding excitement, because it's time to cowboy up for the Reno Rodeo. Starting June 16th, it's all of the fun you can dream up. For tickets, call or log on today.
These guys are our future. That's why we rodeo for the kids.
Yeah! All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program two of our freshman legislators, both Republicans. Mark Sherwood is a Republican from Clark County District 21, and Randy Kerner is from Washoe County District 26. Pleasure to have you both on the program, and thank you both for serving. There's a big difference between running for office and serving in office. Your thoughts on the change?
Well, I think when you run for office, you have this vision of what it might be like. But when you get down here and you start being inserted into the process, it changes completely.
Okay, so tell us what you thought and what it is.
Well, you have this, when you run for office, you have this notion that you're going to do something great for the state and something great for your district. And when you get down here, you get in the process, and we're in the minority. And so it's not as easy to push things through or to get acceptance on ideas and concepts. And so it makes it tougher.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting, Sam. I was asked the question by a previous office holder who said, when you get up there, what are your five bills going to be? And they were kind of asking me, if you answer this right, I'll endorse you, was kind of the premise of the question. And I said, I'm under no illusions that I'm going to go up there and get a bunch of stuff passed and get a bridge named after me. I'm going up there in the minority as a freshman, and I'm going to be playing defense because there's a lot of really bad legislation, and that's what got me involved. I saw really bad legislation being pushed by the person that had the job before me, and I said, we got to stop that. And so if I could just change the trajectory a little bit of the conversation, but I wasn't married to any getting anything specifically with my name passed on it. There's too much of that. You know, let's get something with my name on it and let me get a single-digit assembly license plate. You know, that's the mindset. When it's all about me as a legislator, it's very difficult to really get anything done.
So have you changed the trajectory of the conversation, do you believe?
I'd like to think that we're having conversations that maybe we wouldn't have. You know, an example of that would be, we have a bill up today, Assembly Bill 323 in transportation, and it would take the, instead of 60 days to register your car and get your driver's license, it takes it down to 30. Okay. Well, there was a 10-day exception for those people moving from out of state that had a job and enrolled kids in public schools. Whereas before, if you move from New Jersey, which I did 6 years ago, and you come here, you have 10 days to get your new driver's license. And if you don't, there's a significant fine. Where did that come from? That's just a crazy little poison pill that says we're bringing people in with jobs and kids in the schools, and they only have 10 days to get their license, and everyone else has 60, well, now 30. And so that'll be amended out, and everyone was amenable to it. But in that case, yeah, I changed the conversation. It's little things like that. I mean, the little things are the big things, and I won't get my name on that. I don't want my name on that. But just to answer your question, there's been a number of those things that I have changed the conversation a little bit.
What's been frustrating?
Well, I think the early parts of the sessions were not so frustrating. We were going through bills and through budgets and listening to people present their story, if you will. But here in late April and in May, we started hitting deadlines and so forth, and your frustration gets in that we're doing things that, as a group body, that you can't appreciate, you can't like, you can't enjoy. You think we're moving in the right direction. So you're really beginning to see the partisanship start to unfold. And particularly as we try to get down to these last days and we're looking at big items still out there, the budget, redistricting and so forth and so on, we don't see anybody coming together. And so that's very frustrating.
Does that surprise you, Mark? That you're not, I mean, because there's certainly been a very partisan atmosphere going in.
It does surprise me, and it is disheartening. And I would just echo the same comment. The governor was very open, and that's who he is. I've come to know, we meet with the governor periodically, and who Governor Sandoval is in public is, and I can tell you, that is who he is in private. He does not have a hidden agenda. He said, now is not the time to increase the burden on all of us through increased fees and taxes, et cetera, et cetera. This is my plan. Here's what I'm going to do. In December, he said that. And then he came to the well of the assembly and presented his budget. And then crickets. Where we could have, and this is the frustrating thing I think Assemblyman Kerner's talking about, is there could have been a dialogue long before a deadline. And so it feels like, what are we trying to close the government down? I mean, it didn't need to come to this. We could have been so much more. When did we get a proposal from the other side?
A week ago? Let's keep it on the personal level. Partisanship, you said, has frustrated you, and that will either harden you into more of a partisan, or it will have some other effect on you. What effect has it had on you?
Well, I hope it hasn't hardened me. I still have the lofty goals of trying to get to some sort of a reasonable conclusion for the benefit of Nevada. I don't want it that this is a Democrat thing, this is a Republican thing. I still am committed to the notion of trying to get something that's good for Nevada. And that not necessarily this view or that view, it could be some view that makes more sense for everybody, but that's hard to get to that point without good cross-the-aisle discussions.
All right, let's take a break and we'll pick this up here. We'll be right back in Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound.
Hey,
seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with freshman legislators Mark Sherwood and Randy Kern, both Republicans. I wanted to pick up on where you left off here. You know, you talk about wanting to work together, and you sound like you want common ground. But you have a governor who started out by saying no new taxes, and you have a minority leader who said, well, I've got this tough list of things that if we can accomplish this, maybe, you know, we can lift the sunset on some of these taxes. It hasn't been a situation where everybody's gotten together and said, where can we find the middle ground? The positions on the Republican side have been pretty well staked out, and the positions on the Democratic side have been pretty well staked out. So your thoughts on that, and how, and the reality is that, you know, if good governance is compromise. I don't see the compromise.
So here's the compromise. Here's the compromise in apparently that we're seeing. Let's have a budget that is somewhere in the neighborhood of $9 billion proposed by whoever's leading the group over. I guess Senator Horsford is in charge of the ship over there. And then he can negotiate against himself and come back with $7.5 billion and say, look, I compromised. You did? With who? And so it is frustrating when there hasn't been a dialogue. Well, when we had the budget finally, after three months? So we're in a room, and Senator Horsford comes over, and the speaker's with him, and they say, here's the plan, and we're going to go present this in 5 minutes. What? I mean, that was the first dialogue, or we have this committee of the whole for the first time.
That's really not a dialogue. But
yeah. And so there has been no dialogue. This could have been, here's a plan from the legislature, and we take it over to the executive branch, and we've done that throughout the years, and it was set up. Our Assemblyman Gorka-Chiu, who's our leader on the caucus, he said on March 3rd, here's some points. Since we're hearing crickets from you guys, here's some things that we'd be interested in raising $600 to $800 million in taxes, and we didn't get anything. And that was on March 3rd, Sam. And so you tell me, is that going to harden us? When we offer, here's what we did. Here you go. Nothing.
But and those were very ambitious reforms, and if you actually expected to get those reforms, somebody would be calling you naive.
We actually expected a dialogue.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's right. I think, you know, we were hoping to open up a conversation, and as you know, in any process, you don't start here and you don't start there and end there. You know, somewhere along the way, you figure out what are the things that we can agree on, what are the things that we can't agree on, and how do we want to go about talking about the things that we can't agree on, because you've already got some things in your hand. But when you hold bills hostage, and then, as Mr. Sherwood would like to say, you kill the hostages, then that does tend to create, I'm not so anxious to deal with you anymore, kind of a mental.
So it does harden you.
The well was poisoned from the beginning as we didn't get our bills heard. I mean, Joe Dini knew this at the beginning. And this isn't about trading. This is about good faith effort. You say, okay, what matters to Assemblyman Kerner? He's got these five issues. Where can we work with him? Let's get this fast-tracked, let's get it a hearing, and let's get it passed. And it has nothing to do with trading, raising taxes $1.5 billion. It has everything to do with we value Assemblyman Kerner.
Cooperation.
We got none of that. Very little of that.
I want to ask a question. There was broad predictions that with all these freshmen coming in and having lost the institutional knowledge of some of our established legislators, that the freshmen would create a disaster because the lobbyists would come in, roll right over them, play them like a fiddle. And actually, upon observation, there are some very sophisticated people in these chairs now, these new freshmen. So have you been, what's your relationship? How influential has the lobbying corps been?
Well, you'd probably almost have to ask the lobbying corps, but as far as for me, you know, I appreciate their perspective. But as you know, or, you know, we've talked before because you lobby, we've talked about, you know, I like to know what their thing is, and then I also like to know what the other side of the argument is. And who would oppose this, or who else would support this? Because I want to hear those things, and I don't have the institutional knowledge, and so I do have to go out to the people that have been around for a while and you know, chat to them. I think we've lost something in the institutional knowledge. I think we've lost something there. I really do. I don't think it makes us inept, but I think we've lost something.
Your thoughts on the same topic?
Yeah. Having 50% nearly of the body freshmen, that's a big deal. And there are downsides to term limits. Then there are good things to it as well. But yeah, as far as do we lose something when we don't have folks who know where the bodies are buried? Absolutely.
I've got about 10 seconds each for you here. Have any Democrats taken you aside privately to talk to you about the end game and what may be available to be traded?
I have had some conversation with some Democrats, not so much specifically aimed at the end game, but you know, how we might proceed, how we might get to some point. And it's more inquiry than it is more than that.
Mark?
The conversations I've had initially were, quote, I'll get what I want. And so when you're coming from a really hardened position there, hopefully that tone will change. But multiple folks have basically said, you know, we're going to win. And so unfortunately, I wish Sam I could tell you that there's a movement over there. There's not.
So. All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much for taking out the time. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this time.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When accidents happen, where can you turn? Galloway & Jensen, one of Reno's finest personal injury law firms. Bob and Graham have over 50 years' experience defending folks just like you. They know how insurance companies defend claims. They know how they'll evaluate your injury, and they know when to take them to court.
Why go it alone against the insurance companies?
Call us today. We'll fight for you.
Call Galloway & Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
No matter what your style, at RC Willie, it's your home, your way.
Now through May 21st, KFC has an amazing deal for you and your family. A 9-piece drumsticks and thighs meal for just $14.99. 9 drumsticks and thighs, world-famous original recipe, grilled or some of each. Plus large mashed potatoes and gravy, large coleslaw and 4 biscuits, all just $14.99. A price so low, we can offer it only through May 21st. A 9-piece drumsticks and thighs meal, just $14.99 from KFC. Zagat rated the best fried chicken in America in the 2010 National Restaurant Chain Survey. Today tastes so good.
Time to make memories at Ashley Furniture Home Store's biggest sale of the year. Ashley's Memorial Day event. Get up to 20% off or 4 years no interest or an HD TV with any qualifying purchase. Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
Click over to MyNews4.com to get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Michael Hackett is here, Vice President of Auris Consulting. Mindy Elliott is a partner in Sierra Business Strategies. And Brian Wachter, Director of Government Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And before we get started, you have a disclaimer here.
A disclaimer. Assemblyman Kerner made reference to me as having been lobbying. I have not. I'm a reporter. I think he was making reference to a year that I spent working for the Nevada Taxpayers Association when I was a lobbyist. And he knew about that.
All right, so we cleared that up. Let's talk about what the two assemblymen, Mark Sherwood and Randy Kern, were talking about. The sense of frustration I felt.
Well,
I think everybody feels that sense of frustration, whether you're a legislator or whether you're doing what Mindy and I and Brian do, which is lobby. But the bottom line is this is never an easy process, regardless of the economic times that we find ourselves in. And in the discussion they had about the budget and how you go about that, it's a very complicated thing, not only from the issues that you have to deal with, but there's political futures involved in what we do. There's philosophical and ideological positions that have to be worked out. And then there's the pragmatic aspects of what can be done. Policy drives the money. Money drives the policy. So it's not a simple puzzle that you can solve, you know, just by sitting down and say, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what they want to do. Let's work it out.
Minnie?
Well, I totally agree with Michael. And one of the opportunities I see is just talking. I don't see people talking across the aisles. And I remember, you know, obviously being in the governor's office, and we were talking. We would talk. The staff would talk to the legislators. We would go in and meet with the leadership on both sides to try to move policies first, and then, of course, then you back into the funding. But it's challenging, and there are political futures at stake here with the redistricting, new congressional seats, and that is at the forefront of a lot of what's happening across the aisle over there.
Are you finding the same thing, Brian?
I would. I think the level of frustration is, you know, shared obviously by everyone. I think, you know, being in the minority obviously I think leads to a little bit more level of frustration, just because, you know, I think you get elected and you go and you feel you're going to make some positive changes, and then you run into procedure, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I think it kind of adds to that level of frustration.
Now, were all of you as lobbyists smacking your lips when you saw this new crop of freshmen coming in and with no institutional knowledge? I won't say no institutional knowledge, because what I think we've seen is that the next generation that stepped into those empty positions is doing a great job. They are the institutional knowledge now, but what were your, you know, what about this notion that all of you were going to play these freshmen like a fiddle?
Well, I've never learned to play the fiddle, so let me get that clear right here. But, you know, it's certainly, there's responsibility on both ends. There's responsibility on us as lobbyists to represent our clients' interests in the best possible manner to these legislators, especially these freshmen. But they, too, have an obligation as well to hear all sides. Like Assemblyman Kerner said, it's my responsibility to hear the other side, and it's also their responsibility to go ahead and do their homework on these issues as well, too, and do the research that's necessary and consult with the staff people and whoever else that can help them get to kind of get their arms around what the particular issue is. So I never viewed it as lobbyists having an advantage over these freshman legislators. I think it's, to kind of quote Sandoval, it's a shared responsibility.
How do you get, Mindy?
They're a bright bunch of people. They are very bright, and when I have met with them, they ask very impactful questions. They are doing their homework. I have been extremely impressed with this flock of legislators, of freshmen that have come in. And to think that we were going to have an advantage, I never once thought that. I always felt that I'm going to have to work hard for my clients and work hard and work with them. Both sides of the aisle to make sure that we educate our positions. But I will tell you that they are surprisingly very bright, and I have been very impressed with these groups.
You know, Brian, it seems to me that over the years, because we have a citizen legislature, that very few legislators are as up on the issues as, you know, with exceptions like Senator Raggio or Senator Townsend in their respective fields and others of the same ilk, that a lobbyist really has to go in there and educate not only their point of view, but the opposition's point of view as well, so that you can make your case before the other side even gets there.
Well, I think that's a big part of being a lobbyist, and Mindy touched on that briefly, which was, you know, it's more of an education. You know, because we represent certain industries and certain members, our technical understanding of a particular issue is supposed to be really good. So when you go talk to a legislator, it's more about educating them. This is how this particular bill is going to affect this industry. This is how this bill has this ramification. You know, the other side is going to suggest, and you go
into that. And so I think that's kind of where I went from when you saw this crop of new legislators and you went, wow, it's almost 50%. And you said, you know, we've got our work cut out for us just because educating, you know, legislators on the technical aspects of certain things is a challenge. And you do that.
We've got about 10 seconds apiece here. The announcement yesterday from Barbara Yukanovich endorsing Kirk Lippold in Congressional District 2. What do you think about that?
To be honest with you, I was surprised, and I was surprised it came out as early as it did. So, you know, I'm not sure how much of a difference it will make a difference. I'm not sure how much of a difference, though, it's going to make in his campaign.
I don't think the field is set yet, so I was surprised. I thought that she should have waited a little bit longer.
But she has tremendous influence in that
tremendous
district.
Tremendous influence in that district. I agree, but I don't think the field's set yet.
Brian?
As a younger voter, you know, having come up from UNR and things, someone had to tell me who Ms. Yukanovich was, and you know, after I got over my initial shock of not knowing that, you know, I kind of wondered, does the younger generation, you know, is that going to play a large role in their decision? And I too was kind of surprised at how quickly that came out. So I think we're starting to see CD2 start shaping up, and September 13th.
And that's, I think she has a very powerful voice.
Very powerful. Voice.
People of a certain age, should we say, Brian?
Yes, we'll the mature right. set.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers, the voters, when we come back.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorneys David Houston and Scott Freeman every Sunday afternoon at 4:30, right here on KRNV News 4. This week, Nevada Secretary of State Ross Miller stops by to talk about the upcoming special election to replace Congressman Dean Heller and the process in place to file for the office. The election is open to anyone who wants to run. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. So join Houston and Freeman each Sunday at 4:30, here on KRNV News 4.
Today is the day to call Charter. Get free same-day installation when you call before noon. Enjoy Charter TV and HD for only $29.99 per month when bundled with Internet Express. Save today, install today, enjoy today. Offer ends Sunday. Call Charter at 1-855-MY-TV-INSTALL and get your free installation today.
I've been a public school teacher for 7 years.
3 years. 2 years.
11 years.
It's not about how long you've been teaching.
It's about how well your students are learning.
Under Nevada law, if there are layoffs, the newest teachers are the first to go. Our students deserve the best teachers, regardless of how long they've been teaching.
If we lose our best teachers, students suffer.
If we have to have layoffs,
we need to keep the good teachers.
We've got to change the system. It's time to put students first.
Michaela, do you think we'll be cowgirls someday?
You're darn tootin'. Maybe we'll even win buckles.
Yeah.
Get ready for the nonstop adrenaline-pounding excitement because it's time to cowboy up for the Reno Rodeo. You'll enjoy hair-raising carnival fun starting at 4 p.m. nightly, noon on the weekends.
These guys are our future. That's why we rodeo for the kids.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. While you're on the website, check out Nevada News Channel, the latest story from our Samantha Stone. Also, check out the blogs, and you can download the show free of charge from iTunes.
The topics we will tackle next week, redistricting, taxation with Marilyn Kirkpatrick, and we'll talk to Adam Stryker from Americans for Prosperity.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.